Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Gangsters, guns, and gasoline, folks. That's what the main crux of this show is going to be today. And I know maybe some people are confused and say, well, I think I get the guns. Man, I certainly get the gasoline. Well, what's all this about the gangsters? So we're gonna start the show with the gangsters portion. Because whether you like it or not, gangsters are literally controlling this country. Oh, it may not be the gangsters you see on the old movies that are, in their sedans firing through the windows of Italian restaurants. No, no, no. These are a different kind of gangsters. And they've invaded every single aspect of our political and social structure. Now, you can look no further than the January 6th hearings to start this. If this is not a gangster move, then I don't know what it is. You've set up a hearing by which absolutely no one is allowed to cross-examine anyone who testifies. You then literally have supposed witnesses come in, give a story that is within moments called false by the very people she claims told the story. And you're going to tell me you didn't do that on purpose? So let's see if I get this right. You have a witness that says, I heard a story from someone who knows an FBI agent that was in that car with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump tried to take the wheel. And Donald Trump actually tried to strangle an FBI agent or a Secret Service or a bodyguard or whoever it happened to be. And you didn't say, okay, well, before we let you say that out loud, on national television, let's just check with that guy. Let's just talk to that guy and say, sir, we have someone here who says you said this. Is that true? And when that person said, absolutely not, I have no idea what she's talking about, then you wouldn't have had to waste everybody's time. Let's be clear. You understood she was lying. You understood you did not double check her story. You knew it came from a third party source. You couldn't be bothered. You could be bothered to spend all of the taxpayers' dollars, however, on this sham of a hearing. Because this is a gangster move. And the gangster move is we are going to discredit the man we feel could defeat us in 2024. We are going to attempt to prevent him from running because unless we do, we won't win. That's strong-arm tactics. That's gangsters. But we really shouldn't be surprised because this is not anything new. Are you going to tell me it wasn't a gangster move when not average people who just were protesting the shooting of some of the African American people or the death of George Floyd hit the streets? That's rioting. But the BLM movement itself, that was a gangster organization. You know what they did? They went into businesses and said, nice business you got here. How much are you going to give to the Black Lives Matter Fund? Because, there's going to be some protesters out here later and windows could get broke. Stores could get looted. Or some stores may not. Get a nice little sign here that says we support BLM. And, of course, if you really do support us, you'll give us a financial donation. That's not strong-arm tactics? That's not gangsters? What is that? What is that? Of course it's gangster tactics. And they're not the only ones. The FBI themselves, who clearly are an organization that's supposed to uphold our laws for its citizens, not only withheld information from the public in an effort to get someone elected that they wanted, which is a gangster move, but they falsified documents. They filed for FISA warrants knowingly false pretenses. And they lied to the American people. Those aren't gangsters. Everything I've described to you just now, those are gangster moves. Those are gangsters. And we're just barely scratching the surface, because let's talk about Ghislaine Maxwell, shall we? Here's a guy in Jeffrey Epstein who said, okay, I'm going to procure these females for very rich, powerful men and women, I guess. And Ghislaine Maxwell's going to be the person who grooms them. And we have clear lists. The FBI is sitting on video evidence. The entire island was raided. Do you know one person besides Ghislaine Maxwell who's in trouble over this? Jeffrey Epstein made his living by blackmailing people. That's how he made his living. Blackmailing people with videotaped evidence that you slept with underage girls, that you made appearances on his island for the purpose of just that. Where are they? Well, they're the same place Hunter Biden's laptop was. In the possession of the FBI, who has chosen to do exactly nothing. Because that's not what you do when you're family, right? Like the gangsters used to say, you're family. Yeah, you're one of us. Except that's not what you were founded to do. Every single person on this list should be the subject of an investigation. And if it turns out that any 1, 2, 3, 7, 50 of them broke the law, they need to go to prison. And their names need to be made public. And not when it's convenient for the left. Oh, they've fallen out of favor with us? Okay, well, then throw them under the bus. Throw them completely under the bus. And that's what happened. You know, this whole Me Too movement with our friend, the famous movie producer, right? He wasn't thrown under the bus until he didn't come through with a big fat donation to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Then suddenly it was, well, you promised us money and you don't seem to be coming through with that money. I guess we'll just have to release all this information about all these Hollywood starlets who have accused you of these horrible things that we clearly knew about and we clearly joked about and we clearly didn't give one damn about. Until, of course, you didn't come through with your promise. That's not gangster tactics? What is that? I think we better face the facts, folks, that when you're accepting bribes from foreign countries, when you have literally an organization that is founded to be the protection for the American people against these type of crimes in skin deep on it, when you have organizations that can clearly strong-arm businesses into donating money and putting up placards to prevent them from being burnt down, when you have child sex trafficking rings that literally has incorporated hundreds and hundreds of people in them, just suddenly nothing to see here. Something's wrong. Ghislaine Maxwell got, 20 years? 20 years. Meanwhile, R. Kelly gets 30. What did R. Kelly do? Well, R. Kelly used his fame as a rapper and a singer to use women and abuse women. Some of them were underage. Not good. Not legal. Totally wrong. And he should go to jail. Here's what he did not do. He did not procure underage girls for wealthy men and politicians and powerful people. He did not take them to an island on his private jet and videotape them so he could blackmail them later for large extortion money. He did not have a helper who procured young girls and paid them for their services. He was simply a celebrity who got caught up in his celebrity and said, I do whatever I want. I'm a big deal. I got fans who are a lot of women who are fans, and they'll do anything I ask them to do. And if a few of them's underage, big deal. I'm a star. Well, you learn the hard way. He's not Jeffrey Epstein. And he's not Ghislaine Maxwell. He's got 30 years. Watch what happens to Ghislaine Maxwell. She'll be sent back to the UK where she'll go to a cupcake prison, and after about 10 years, she'll be out, and you'll never hear another thing about this. Because the gangsters got a hold of the proof. And before anybody gets to see it, they're going to use it the same way Epstein used it. They're going to say, well, we know everybody on this list. Tomorrow we could arrest Mr. X here. But we won't, as long as he's a good boy and he does exactly what we say. But if he steps out of line, well, we got something on him, don't we? So now the FBI is technically the ones doing the blackmailing. Oh, we could arrest you, but we won't. Provided you say what we want you to say, do what we want you to do, and be a good boy. Much like Hunter Biden. Is Hunter Biden in jail? No, he's not. No, he is not. He's not going to be either. Is Joe Biden being investigated for a diary that clearly says he had showers with his 7-8-year-old daughter in an inappropriate manner that, by her own words, she said was totally inappropriate and caused her to become a nymphomaniac with psychological problems? Is the FBI saying, we need to really talk to this girl? Get his daughter in here. What do you mean by inappropriate? Was there any touching involved? Was there any coercion involved? Did he talk in a sexual manner to you? Was there anything that was whatever? Because if he is, he's going to jail. Oh, no. Not this FBI. Not this FBI. However, if it was Donald Trump, it would be front page headlines on every single newspaper. They'd be running 24-hour CNN specials about this. And the FBI would already have been raiding his towers and kicking in the door at 2 o'clock in the morning down in Mar-a-Lago and making sure CNN cameras and MSNBC cameras are on hand to film his arrest. That's what would happen. So now we are in a situation, folks, where the gangsters control the country. When the gangsters control the country, do you think that they're actually going to put their fellow gangsters behind bars? It's not the way it works. It's not the way it works. You know who's going to go behind bars? You. Not them, you. You want some proof? Let's talk about this this deli worker. I believe his name was Jose Alba. Jose Alba is literally in prison as we speak. Rikers. You know what he did? Apparently, he got a little rude with a lady who was going to try to buy some potato chips. She didn't have enough money for it. Some words were exchanged. She found him to be rude, so she called up a friend who goes into this bodega, charges behind the counter, and physically attacks him. And he stabs the guy. Because he says, well, I didn't know if he had a weapon. I didn't know if he was going to kill me. He was bigger than me. He's grabbing me. Yeah, I did use force. I used deadly force. I stabbed him twice, and he died. Well, he's going to jail. And when you listen to the news, here's what they say. A deli worker killed someone over a bag of potato chips. Wouldn't it have been so much easier to just let the woman have the potato chips? And then she wouldn't have had to call her strong arm in to rough the man up. Are you kidding? Why would a man go into a bodega and charge behind a counter if he wasn't looking to physically assault someone? if someone was rude to my wife, I would go into the deli and I would say, here's the money for the potato chips. I'm never coming back here. I'm going to call the owner of this bodega and tell him how rude you were to my wife. And you're really not fit for your job, my friend. I wouldn't storm behind the counter and physically assault him. Why would I do that? Why would a sane person do that? So once you get behind that counter, how is Jose Alba supposed to know that you're not seconds away from pulling a gun and shooting him? You're not seconds away from stabbing him. You're not seconds away from beating him to death and stealing his money or grabbing money out of the cash register. He doesn't know. He defends himself, and he's the villain. He defends himself. He's on Rikers Island. And the news portrays it as vicious, mean, rude deli owner takes inappropriate measures to deal with just an argument. No, it's not an argument. When someone literally goes behind the counter and grabs you, it's no longer an argument. It's an assault. You will not hear that from any of these news organizations. Don't believe me? Turn on the news. Turn on ABC, CBS. I did before I came on the show. And every single way they can possibly slant this goes toward the victim. The poor woman was just a few cents short on chips. And he was very rude. And so her caring, loving, significant other came in to put this bully, this horrible man, in his place. Words were exchanged. And when the man could no longer take it, he went behind the counter to stress how displeased he was. And for his efforts, he's now dead, thanks to this horrible man. This is the society we live in. Now you want the truth? You storm behind the counter, you grab an employee, that is an assault, that is a man who might be in fear for his life, and he has the right to defend himself. Not in this country, not anymore. You don't have the right to do that. He has the right to come behind the counter, though, and guess what his bail will be? A zero. If he beat the hell out of that guy, he'd be out the same night. Meanwhile, Jose Alba is sitting in Rikers with $120,000 bail on his head. But no, that's not gangster activity. It's positively ridiculous, folks. Positively ridiculous. Now let's talk about the guns, shall we? Because as everybody knows, in Highland Park, Illinois, a crazy lunatic gunman, whose name I will not mention, gunned down a bunch of people at a 4th of July celebration. And the very first thing we heard, well, there was two things we heard first, really. It was, guns were legally obtained. Told you that the legally obtained guns are the things that kill people. The guns were legally obtained, and he's a Trump supporter. He's a Trump supporter. Now, let me tell you this. Yeah, the guns were legally obtained, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about this ridiculous Trump supporter thing. It took me exactly a microsecond when they posted this dude's picture to say, yeah, that's not a Trump supporter. And anyone who thinks he is, you're insane. Oh, but we found a picture that we can use on the news, and it's him at a Trump rally. Yeah, to cause trouble. Yeah, to harass people who are coming into it. So you take a picture like that and you say, see, he was at a Trump rally. You don't say why, though. You don't say why. Then they instantly take down his YouTube channel, try to scrub his social media because it's filled with things that says, I'm an ultra-liberal. I'm an ultra-liberal. So let me get this straight. A self-described ultra-liberal who at least is a cross-dresser and may be heading toward transsexuality goes to a 4th of July, celebrate your pride for this country, and guns down people, and that's a likely Trump supporter? Well, according to the news, that's ludicrous. By his own admission, he's ultra-liberal. Now let's talk about the ridiculousness of, well, it was legal guns. Yeah, it was legal guns, and they never should have been sold to him. Here's the problem with that. More laws is not going to help until you actually enforce the laws you have on the books. We have laws on the books. We have red flag laws. I got news. The cops are at this idiot's house. He threatened to kill his whole family, had an arsenal of swords and knives. Did they take any of them away? No, they did not. Did they flag him as someone who was inappropriate to have any weapons? No, they did not. So they did not enforce the current laws. That's why the red flags did not come up. Until you start doing your job, these laws won't make any difference. And adding more laws to it sure as hell won't make any difference when you're not enforcing the ones you already have. The interesting thing is this. When a liberal does something like this, instantaneously the news media says, it's the gun law's fault. If you just take the guns away from people, this won't happen. When a conservative does, or someone who claims to be a conservative does, it's the rhetoric. It's the rhetoric of these ultra-mega Donald Trump-supporting bigots that did this. It's not the gun anymore. All of a sudden, it turns into the reason for this is this dangerous rhetoric. What about the dangerous rhetoric the left is spewing? What about when people get literally on the news and say, I went to the suburbs on my vacation and I was so terrified because all I saw were pickup trucks with American flags on them. And I just know that that was their way of saying, this is my country, not yours. You need psychological help. If you see an American flag on a pickup truck, and you somehow find that chilling and terrifying and horrific and an assault to your senses, then may I suggest you're living in the wrong country? Because a normal person would take a look at that and say, right on, brother, USA, not you. You take a look at that flag and you see evil and horrible things and racism and oppression, right? And then you go out and spew it on the news and some psychopathic little son of a bitch hears you and says, right on, I'll deal with these patriotic people. I'll go to the 4th of July celebration and open fire. Oh, but it's not your fault. It's not the fault of these ultra-liberals who are saying horrible things about the country and the people who actually are patriotic toward it. No. It's guns' fault. Of course, January 6th, that's Donald Trump's fault because he said go peacefully. Go peacefully and make your voices heard. That's dangerous rhetoric. Having someone say, the American flag is an assault upon me as an individual, and patriotism is the new racism, that's not dangerous rhetoric? Oh, we can't be blamed for that. Well, let me fill you in. Lori Lightfoot said, we need to take up arms, just a few weeks ago. Literally called for people to arm themselves. Because you couldn't kill a baby. And by the way, in Chicago and in Illinois, you always will be able to, so I don't know what the hell she's talking about. That's not dangerous rhetoric. Meanwhile, as horrible as it is that these people were killed, you know how many people were shot in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend? Over 70. You think they were all shot with legal guns? Or do you think a lot of it was gangbangers who obtained their guns on the streets? I know the answer to that question. But there's no political power in saying 70 people were shot in my city. This is absolutely unacceptable. And we need to do something about it. Oh, no, there's no political power there. The political power comes from saying we need to pull the guns away from people. You have laws on the books, folks. Illinois and a lot of its cities, the toughest laws you can possibly think of. This kid slid under the wire because his dad, I guess, vouched for him or filled out papers or whatever. That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. Until you enforce the laws you have, there is no reason to make other ones. And there's no reason for law-abiding citizens to turn in their weapon. But as I've just told you in my previous segment, they don't want you defending yourself. The bodega employee defends himself. He's on Rikers Island. Meanwhile, there are people out walking the streets that have had attempted murder charges on them. Ah, well, we let them out without any bail. Oh, they did kill somebody after all? Well, you know, that it's a social experiment, and we knew there would be some of that. But it's still worth the cost make sure these new laws are implemented. Oh, sure it is. Sure it is. I told you what this is all about from the very beginning, folks. They don't want you to feel safe. They don't want you at a 4th of July celebration parade. They don't want you to show your patriotism. They don't want you to go to the polls and vote. They want you to mail in your vote. They don't want you to go to small businesses. They want you to order through Amazon and all the other places at home in your dungeon. They don't want you going out to eat. So let's see if I got this right. Child sex traffickers go unpunished. Bodega employees who are attacked go punished. BLM strong-arm mafioso-type tactics are considered righteous and just, but arguing that our vote didn't count is treason and insurrection. Am I getting this about right? Holding on to a laptop with vital information that would have changed the American people's opinion of a candidate is not considered tampering with an election. These are all gangster tactics, folks. You're living in a country now where the gangsters, in fact, rule the country. And just like any gangster, they don't want you being able to fight back. That just makes it more inconvenient when they want to wipe their feet on you. So we have to make examples of this guy in the deli. We have to make examples of those people who stood out on their front porch and threatened to shoot any of the BLM rioters who had broken through their gates and threatened to kill the man's dog and his wife. Oh, you can't do that. They have a perfect right to break through your gates and threaten to kill you. How dare you go get a weapon and say I'll fight back? You just take your punishment and deal with it. Hey, bodega employee, how dare you not sell the chips to the woman because she didn't have enough money when the man comes behind the counter to beat your ass? How dare you? That's the society we're living in. How dare you demand we know the names of the people who flew to Jeffrey Epstein's island to molest children? How dare you know their names? Oh, but it's not dangerous rhetoric when half of Hollywood says, don't celebrate the 4th of July. We're not free. This is a free country. None of that's dangerous rhetoric. And then when somebody does open up fire and on 4th of July parade, you say, nothing to do with me. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says go in peace, and go in peace is code word for let's start the insurrection. And all we get is kangaroo courts and a justice system that has zero interest in punishing the guilty. Zero interest in punishing the guilty. Now I'm going to tell you something that's really going to make your head explode. Maybe you've heard this already. Remember when Joe Biden stumbled to the podium like Mr. Magoo on a drinking binge and said, I'm going to release 1 million barrels a day from the Federal Reserve to lower the gas prices for the American people. Remember that? All the way through October, 180 million barrels are going to be released. One simple question was asked to the press secretary. Are we replenishing those? And there was dead silence heard around the world. And then, well, we really haven't made that decision. You haven't made that decision. So, in other words, you're going to deplete our actual reserve. Well, but it's being done in the name of lowering gas prices for all you hardworking Americans. So even if we do have to deplete our Federal Reserve, remember, we're doing it for you. Except gas prices really didn't get any lower. And now we find out where the gas was actually going. You know where the oil was going from? To other countries. That's right. You heard me right. To other countries, including China, Europe, India. They were being sold off. 5 million barrels at a time. Literally taking our reserve and giving it, selling it to other countries, one of which is China. How does that make you feel? You don't think that the whole entire basis of this is to deplete our Federal Reserve on purpose? I mean, how many more things have to happen? I understand coincidence. I understand a war happened and then that didn't help us. I understand this and that. But how many coincidences? We're watching George Soros buy up all the meat the farmlands. We're watching one after another after another after another meat packing plant and poultry packing plant catch fire. We're watching celebrities eat bugs on television saying, bugs are really good for you. I recommend everybody eat bugs. You really don't need to have dairy cows and chickens and pigs. And I mean, bugs are good. I don't want to eat bugs. If you do, eat them. The hell is wrong with you people? Fine, you want to open up a fast food restaurant that serves bugs in Hollywood? Go for it. You won't be seeing me at the window. But what happened to my body, my choice? It's my choice if I want to ingest a cheeseburger. I don't want a grasshopper. Well, you can't have that. That's bad for you, and it just leads to disease, and our health system's overrun, and you have to be healthy. So for the good of you, it's not your body, your choice. For the good of you, we'll make a decision on what you'll eat. For the good of you, we'll make a decision on what drugs you'll take when you're sick. For the good of you, we'll make sure you take the vaccinations we see fit. And what did I tell everybody about these vaccinations when they first started and everybody called me a nut and a conspiracy theorist and everything else? And now Dr. Fauci, who's been vaccinated more times than the damn city of Detroit, has COVID. And what did he say on national television? Well, I'm taking a drug called such and such, and I truly believe that taking that drug is what kept me out of the hospital. Well, you dumb son of a bitch. You told the American people it's the vaccine that will keep you out of the hospital. Now you're saying, oh, the vaccine didn't keep me out of the hospital. I'm quadruple vaxxed. And I was heading for the emergency room, folks, if it hadn't been for a certain drug. Oh. So then you're telling me the vaccine did nothing for you. You're quadruple vaxxed and it did nothing. According to Anthony Fauci. That's his own words. I didn't make it up. But you're still going to take it if you want to get into this restaurant. You're still going to take it if you want to be a city employee. You're still going to take it if you want your life. Otherwise, we'll just take your life away from you. And you can live in your basement, but you can't go shopping, and you can't have social activities, and you can't go to ball games or movies or concerts or anything else. You're going to be a recluse unless you do what we say. And then when the proof in the pudding is, there's a man who's quadruple vaxxed and has just admitted to the American people, I would have been in the hospital had it not been for a certain drug. You have just then admitted the vaccine does nothing. Correct? And isn't it funny how the number of cases have skyrocketed, maybe not the number of deaths, but the number of cases has skyrocketed. And then when you take a good look at the number of cases and the alarming rate of cases, you ask yourself a very important question. Well, what changed? What's the variable? Well, there's only one thing. That's right, the vaccine. Then take a little bit more of a look and you'll find out that a good amount of those cases, more than 50%, more than 60% of the cases reported were people who were vaccinated. So you don't think that's a coincidence that the vaccine rate goes up and so does the COVID rate? I thought that would be the exact opposite. Wouldn't you feel that would be the exact opposite? Oh, as more people get vaccinated, the COVID rate will lower. That didn't happen. The exact opposite happened, folks. The exact opposite happened. So now you know they're purposely trying to deplete your gasoline. We have absolutely no infrastructure to implement going to electric or wind or solar. We don't have it. It will not happen in our lifetime, and they don't care. They're just live in a cave and screw you. We're going to do it anyway. They don't give one damn about the people who are in power and what crimes they commit. They need Hollywood. So these actors, they can't go to prison. Oh, you were on the list of Epstein, and here's a whole bunch of videotapes of you and some 13-year-old girl. She probably was asking for it, right? Can't blame you. You're a hardworking actor. You vote the right way. I think we'll just bury this. What's that you say? The President of the United States taking showers with his prepubescent daughter in an inappropriate manner, and she documented it in her diary? He probably was going to be a nymphomaniac anyway. Good old Joe getting a boner during a shower with his daughter probably didn't contribute to that. Right, Joe? Huh? We'll just bury that. What's that you say? Hunter Biden's laptop is clearly real, and it implicates his dad as possibly being compromised by foreign sources? The American people don't need to know that. I mean, if they knew that, they might not vote for him. And if they don't vote for him, how are we going to implement our liberal world order? Yeah, you heard that right. Someone came out and said the truth finally. When they were asked on television, I believe it was MSNBC or CNN, what about these gas prices? There are other ways. You could just start drilling here. There are other ways to ease the pain at the pump. But, people are going to have to understand this is all a part of the liberal world order. That's what he said. Again, I didn't make it up. That's what he said. So now you know that everybody who is preaching this New World Order thing, and you were told those people are tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, nut job, QAnon crazies. Oh, they missed it by one word. Not New World Order, it's Liberal World Order, excuse me. You changed the first word, probably because they were afraid of being sued by WCW Wrestling for the New World Order phrase, right? They probably got that copywritten. Better not call it the New World Order. Might get sued. Let's call it the Liberal World Order. That's better. You know, that world where you'll own nothing and be happier. I remember doing the show right after Joe Biden won the election. Won the election. And I said within moments, a commercial aired. That said, imagine a world where you own nothing, but you'll be happier. Everything you want will just be rented and the government will own it. But don't worry, you'll be so happy because you won't have any of these problems with upkeep and maintenance and this and that and the other thing. They pulled that commercial in lightning speed and never showed it again for a very, very long time. And people said, that never happened. That didn't exist. You didn't see that. Ah, but some people were able to find it. And it did exist, folks. And we did see that. And that was the plan. And that still is the plan. But they have to have you separated. So we have to hate each other, right? Patriotism is bad. Patriotism is evil. If you're cool and you're hip and you don't really want to fit in with these stuffed shirt Republican racists, you want to be cool. If you're an artist, if you're a musician, if you're an actor, if you're an entertainer, and you want to work and you don't want to be shut down, you better get in line, toe the line, kiss the ring, and bow before the mob. Because if you don't, we'll crush you. And even when you do, we're going to make sure we have enough dirt on you so if you do wake up from your stupor and say, wait a minute, this isn't what I was promised. We have some things you might want to take a look at before you make any public statements. We have some things that will put you in prison. Hunter Biden belongs in prison right now. Give me a reason Hunter Biden's not in prison. You have clear evidence on his laptop that he at best bought and used illegal narcotics, solicited prostitution from other countries, had illegal business dealings with spies, which makes him a threat to this country. He's not in jail. You know who is in jail? Jose Alba, who decided, I don't think I want to die tonight over a bag of potato chips. I don't think I want a guy twice my size coming behind the counter and beating the living fucking hell out of me. So I'll grab this knife and defend myself. No, he's evil. He's going to jail for the rest of his life. Hunter Biden, he's going to have a painting exhibit where he's going to sell all of his finger painting for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to people who really are art lovers. He's not offering anything else with those paintings. Nod, nod, wink, wink. We're not going to tell you who bought things. Oh, I imagine you're not. Because I imagine some very, very harsh questions would come up if we found out who's giving Hunter Biden $400,000 to $500,000 up to $1 million for a finger painting that a 9-year-old child could do. You think that money's changing hands because he's such a great artist? If he's such a great artist, why does he have to go into all these illegal deals with Chinese spy kings? Why doesn't he just say, hey, I'm a great artist. I can sell my stuff. I don't need any help from daddy paying for my prostitutes. I'm a renowned artist. Hard to imagine the Beatles or the Rolling Stones saying, yeah, I need to go into some kind of illegal scams in foreign countries because I'm not making enough money. Hard to imagine if you're Rembrandt yet. Oh, yeah, please. You know what he's selling. He's selling access. And you know who's buying his stuff? Lobbyists and people who need favors. What does that sound like if that's not gangsters? Remember the old Godfather thing? I take care of your problem. But one day I'm going to need a favor from you. Remember that? You think this country's not being run by gangsters? They're going to call them corrupt politicians. They won't even call him that. They'll just say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. But oddly, something happened that I predicted. I just predicted that it would happen sooner. I said to everyone after Joe Biden got elected, Joe Biden is a figurehead. Joe Biden is not going to be running this country. And within a year's time, or maybe just a little more than a year's time, the Democrats will turn on him and say, you're absolutely right. We had no idea he was so cognitively declined. It's gotten way worse. We had no idea that he had some corrupt things. We're just poor, innocent Democrats who was trying to get our candidate in. But now, because we're so honest and we police our own, unlike you evil Republicans, we see the error of our ways, and he needs to go. That was the plan to begin with. That was always the plan. Get Joe Biden in because he looks grandfatherly and moderate. Maybe the independents will fall for our bullshit and vote for him. If not, we've got a backup plan. We'll get his ass in. Once we get his ass in and he's taken the country as far as he can, we will take a look at the literal ruined nation that he's brought upon this nation that we want, and we'll claim we didn't want it. We'll claim, oh, well, yes, you're right. He is inept. We better get somebody else in there immediately. And then they'll be even more liberal. They'll be even more left-wing. Because Joe's not running the country, folks. Joe Biden is not running the country. Joe Biden is not selecting what he wears. I'm not making fun of the elderly. God bless him that he's lived this long and had a successful life. But here's the problem. He's not making these decisions, folks. You voted for a figurehead. The real people who are running this country, they're not Joe Biden. Joe Biden's delivering the message. He's the guy in the suit. He's the Wizard of Oz. That's it. And they realize the light on him is fading quickly, and they can't disguise it anymore. They've went to such elaborate lengths, you can't believe it. They set up a thing that looked like the White House. And then when people said, wait a minute, it looks like he's in the White House, but he's not. Oh, yeah, we manufactured a movie set because we couldn't get teleprompters into the White House. Ah. Everything's been smoke and mirrors here, folks. Joe Biden was handpicked for a few reasons. And he was always set to self-destruct. I don't think he'll make the full 4 years. The Democrats will force him out. They'll come up with something. And then it's really on, isn't it? Because the liberal world order is real. Not because Marcus Cain said so. Actual politicians admitted it on live television. And maybe, just maybe, it's time that when someone tells you who they are, you believe them. When someone tells you, I'm going to put an end to the fossil fuel industry, maybe you should believe them. When someone says, we are going to implement a liberal world order, maybe you should believe them. When someone says, our goal is to wipe out the consumption of meat in the United States of America, maybe you should believe them. Because this is what happens when you don't. The way things are going in this country, China will own this country. China will dictate what you do. And if you think China is going to be kind to us here in the United States, when they own this country, you're very sadly mistaken. Just take a look what China did during the pandemic when they boarded people up inside their houses and their apartments with no food, no water, no access to anything, just said die. Starve to death. You're not coming out. You're diseased. Drug people off the streets, never to be seen again. You tested positive. You're leaving. Oh, my family. Oh, well, you know, your family don't need to know where you are. And you're never seen again. That's what this country wants to be. They want to be your ultimate rulers. If you disobey in any way, shape, or form, you are somewhere where you will never be seen again. Take away their guns. Make sure that doesn't happen. Blame all the ills of humanity on some cross-dressing little weirdo who is so deranged and mentally challenged that he believes the rhetoric that patriotism is evil and opens fire on a 4th of July parade. Let's use that to take away the guns from citizens who may have to defend themselves when their government turns on them. And just have Joe Biden stumble out on the stage and say, I don't know why I got to go deer hunting with an AR-15. because it's not for deer hunting, Joe. That's why. Because we can't have pea shooters when the FBI kicks in our door and says, you voted the wrong way, you're going to jail. Which could happen. Did it happen in this country? Did that ever happen? Were we ever under the strong arm of another country and their government? How do you know what's going to happen? Look what happened in the Ukraine. They're handing their citizens weapons and saying, citizens, you're going to have to fight. Are they handing them pea shooters? Meanwhile, the man who left millions and millions and millions and millions of guns in Afghanistan is lecturing us on why we can't have any. Meanwhile, the man who is sending all these guns to the Ukraine so that they can arm their citizens is saying, disarm our citizens. And I got a newsflash for you. They got it all screwed up. Biden saying, oh, you got a constitutional right to have an abortion. No, you don't. Show me in the Constitution where it says you have the right to an abortion. I'll show you in the Constitution where it says you have the right to bear arms. Our Constitution is under attack. Yeah, from you. You're the ones attempting to take away our right to bear arms. You know what kills more people than guns every year? Alcohol. Because I got news. Every single person that has a gun doesn't kill people. Every single person that has alcohol doesn't kill people. But drunk drivers kill people on a regular basis. So if you wanted to make it equal, you would say, well, wait a minute. If we just take away alcohol, there'll never be another drunk driving death ever. Ban alcohol. What good does alcohol do us? Is it nutritious? No. Does it cause us to do better things and greater things? No, it makes us drunk. Look how many people die every year from alcohol-related traffic accidents and alcohol-related attacks and alcohol-related assault. So let's just ban alcohol for everyone, like you're trying to do with guns. You won't do that, though, will you? Of course you won't. Why? I don't see anything in the Constitution where it says it's our right to have alcohol. No, I'm not saying that's a great idea. I'm just saying, I'm taking your own words and just saying how come it doesn't apply to alcohol. Because I know they're going to say, you know how much alcohol is sold every day and proportionately, there's very little actual alcohol-related death if you want to compare it to how much is sold. Same thing with guns. Same thing with guns. It's not about your constitutional right one way or the other. Oh, abortion, our constitutional rights are being impeded. No. You know what they put that under? Right to privacy. Tell me what right to privacy has to do with an abortion. How come right to privacy doesn't have to take place when I have to show my vax card to get in somewhere? I have to show my own personal medical information to buy something. I thought I had a right to privacy. Oh, that only applies if I'm having an abortion. Gotcha. So I've got it asked backwards, folks. When you're hearing all this, our Constitution's under attack. Don't celebrate the 4th of July. They're taking away your constitutional rights. You're the people on the podium saying, take away the gun. That is a constitutional right. And if you're really so concerned about gun violence, how come you're not down in Chicago or the streets in New York City where combined well over 125 people were killed over the 4th of July weekend? How come? How come we don't hear their names? How come we don't hear their stories? We just hear about this creepy little weirdo. Because that creepy little weirdo you can use for political gain. And you can get on television saying, this is why we must disarm the public. This can never happen again. Where secretly, someone somewhere saying, yeah, man, somebody hit a 4th of July parade. We can use this. So a few people had to die. Do you know what political weight this might carry? That's how ghoulish these people are. They will use any tragedy. They will use anything. Any crisis. If they think they can leverage it for more power. They're very, very evil people, folks. They're power mad. This is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. It's turned into the land of the enslaved and the home of the cowards. Because no one will speak up for fear of being rejected or called a lunatic or put into the pressure of an organization like the FBI or our current political justice and our justice system who is vilifying people who disagree with them. It's communism. Speak out against the government, you'll be jailed. Speak out against the government, you'll be fined. Speak out against the government, and we'll have people raid your house. I thought it was my right to speak out against my government if I don't like it. When they turn their political opponents into criminals, then you have escalated liberalism into communism, and that's technically what it is, folks. Oh, I know there are Democrats that still exist. And there are liberals who still exist. But the vast majority of this party are socialists and communists. That's what they are. And it's about time you faced it. Because long before I even had this radio show, I told everyone I came in contact with who happened to be a Democrat, your party is being taken over by socialists and communists. You better kick them out of your party if you want an actual Democratic Party, because pretty soon you're going to be the minority, they're going to be the majority, and they're going to turn on you. Why don't you ask some of the more moderate Democrats, if they're like Joe Manchin, if they're not being turned on right now when they're being called racists and evil and horrible people by their own party, because they won't play the game. Because they remember the old Democratic Party, and they say, no, this is not what the old Democratic Party stood for. Absolutely correct. Because it's not the Democratic Party. It's the Communist Socialist Party. And they've come for you, folks. And they'll do whatever it takes to gain the power they need to make sure you are always under their boot heel. They're gangsters. Just remember that. We are now in a country that is largely being ruled by gangsters. I'm